Oh, this is Mark Stanley on the line, the boss down at the night markets. Hello, Mark.
G'day, John. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. Mark, what are you saying?
I just want to ring up and have a chat to you once again, John, about the crime we're seeing escalate down at the Esplanade here in the past few weeks or so. It's gotten to a level, John, where I've never seen before ever in my 40-odd years in Cairns.
Really?
And 18 years running this place. It's gotten to the stage now that similar to what we're seeing on TV in Alice Springs was, these juveniles running right on Esplanade, punch-ups in our food court, throwing chairs at peak hour.
No!
While families are having dinner at 7:15 two nights ago. It is bad.
Throwing chairs?
Throwing chairs, John. The food court two nights ago, 7:15 p.m, as you can imagine, Easter, families having dinner, sitting down, and these delinquents, putting it kindly, just running riot.
Well,
our security staff bashed. He needed to call an ambulance, which took 2 hours to get here. That's another story. But, police were uncontactable, John. It's just, you feel like you're on your own sometimes, John. We're spending a lot of money on security guards. We spend $190,000 a year on security staff.
Yeah. Wow.
We keep these animals out of the place. And let's get to a point now. We think, what do we do? What do we do?
Well, do you know, I suppose in a way I'm almost not surprised because it's been mentioned on this program for, particularly recently, given what's happening in Alice Springs, it's only a matter of time. And we've seen now Mount Isa is starting to fall prey to this appalling behaviour. We knew it was probably likely to be striking Cairns soon. Mareeba, Cairns, Townsville will all suffer. And it's like a tidal wave, isn't it? It's almost because we haven't got the will at the government level to intervene. It's like a tidal wave. It'll just go on and on unless somebody finds the courage and the commitment to step in. And there's no sign that that's happening at all, Mark, is there?
You're totally right, John. It needs to stop, and there needs to be deterrent, John. These kids know they can get away with anything.
Yeah.
They're untouchable, literally. Nothing happens to them. If they're ever caught, they're out on the streets the next day. So, they're kids ranging ages from, 9, 10 years old with the foulest of mouths up to, 25-year-olds, 28-year-olds. And they're over across the road, they're drinking every night. We all know that. You have to walk on the boardwalk every night, you see groups of people drinking on the Esplanade, uninterrupted, freely. And it's not a good picture for tourism, John. You walk past McDonald's every day, there's these, homeless people, I suppose you should call them, out there lying around, stomachs hanging out. Just the worst of the worst, John, and we're a tourism town and people don't want to see that sort of filth. If you come across here towards McDonald's on early in the morning at 6 a.m, you swear blonde, there's been riots there all night. The amount of filth and muck around the area, rubbish, it's just appalling. And there's no other way of putting it. I mean, the council do a great job, but I don't think it's the council's role to be, implementing public safety and or community safety for that matter. And that's where it's at now, John. I just don't think the government is doing what they can to protect the community. And they're at a risk right now.
Well, you've heard about just how hard it is to attract police to the force at the moment. No wonder when you hear stories like this, but we've really got to see this as a statewide emergency. If we don't have enough police and our communities are being overrun by these slimy, filthy, evil little criminals, we're going to lose our communities. I mean, people will not want to, not only not want to come here, they won't want to live here.
No. John, the other day our food court emptied out within, well, not emptied out, half emptied out within 15 minutes. We had 220 people in the food court, which is capacity, and just after this first riot broke out, it was half empty.
And they may never come back.
70 businesses here, John, and they're all suffering from this, and you pay your rates, you do the right thing, you pay everything you ought to pay to maintain the place, and you have this sort of trash getting away with murder.
And they are trash.
We've all known crime's bad in Cairns, and I've been this way for a long, long time, but I've never, ever seen it to this level.
Exactly.
These people have got, in their eyes, John, they just want to kill someone.
Oh,
they've got phones out filming the whole thing.
Oh, no. Yeah. See?
Yep.
My God. Look,
premeditated.
220 people there, which is just a night, normal night. People out, families, I presume, very young children among them, etc. 220 down to half in 15 minutes. Not only that, the half that have left and even the half that have stayed there, go and tell their friends.
Yep.
Or make a comment that goes worldwide for that matter, because they're in touch with their family, extended families worldwide. This is destruction of our community before our very eyes and no intervention.
No, and they've got nothing to lose, John. You know, how do you, you know, police people have got nothing to lose?
Mm.
That's the problem we face. You can't find them. You throw them in jail, you're doing them a favour.
Yeah.
So we just need someone to step up to the plate, John, and say, well, what are they going to do for us? Simple as that.
Exactly.
We're the community. We deserve protection. People in, on our premises deserve protection.
Yeah.
And these grubs need to be locked up.
Thank you. Exactly. They need to be locked up. Oh, no, but they're only 13 and 14 and 15. Really? These are children who fundamentally have all the appearances of criminals and the ability to do the damage of criminals.
And they know what they're doing, John.
Of course they do. And this business, oh, no, just give them some. The mentality among the magistrates is almost, oh, we'll give them a cuddle and that'll put them back on the straight and narrow. Yeah, sure.
Mm.
I remind everybody, Mark, we've got an election coming up in October. I'm not saying that's the magic answer, but we've got to demand between now and October the people that talk to us about our vote, they want our vote. We've got to say to them, well, tell us why. Give us some commitment we can actually believe that you're going to intervene and give us some relief from this nightmare.
Yeah. But I think the community expectation, John, is, you know, a lot higher than what we're getting right now. We expect a lot more from this. We're entitled to more.
Mm.
Something's got to change. And, John, I read something last week in the paper. I can't remember which one it was, but a judge in Queensland revoked a bail on juveniles, and he brought out this Section 22A from memory.
Mm.
Community safety. I'm not a legal expert, something we should look into.
Exactly.
Maybe someone can call in with more knowledge than I have on that subject and explain to us.
Exactly, Mark. Revoking bail. We might need to multiply that by about 10,000. Mark, look, I really feel for you down there, and I feel for the people of Cairns hearing what you've got to say. It's the truth. It's the picture of what's going on, and we've got to find answers. So I really appreciate your contribution. Stay in touch.
Well, do, John. Thank you,
Mark Stanley. Mark Stanley is the manager of our Cairns Night Markets on the Esplanade.